Welcome to the Deep Dive, our goal. To get you well informed, fast. We've all been there, haven't we? You're staring at that video progress bar, just scrubbing back and forth, trying to find that one moment or that specific thing someone said. It can be maddening. Well, today we're diving into something that might just fix that. It's a new AI tool called Memories.ai. People are calling it ChatGPT for your video library. It uses what they call a large visual memory model. So our mission today is pretty clear. How does this thing let you search or ask questions of your videos? And what does that actually mean for getting insights quickly? Let's dig in.
Yeah, and just so you know where we're getting this from, it's all pretty fresh. It comes from the discussion around its recent launch on Product Hunt. And what's cool is that users are already, you know, jumping right in, sharing first thoughts, even some pretty unexpected ways they're using it.
Absolutely. So the basic idea, right, is making video searchable, really interactive, like text is with ChatGPT. It's more than just saving time, though. It feels like it could change how we actually learn from videos or even create stuff with them. Videos stop being just passive things you watch. They become interactive knowledge bases. That seems huge. But okay, we're used to transcription, right? Getting the words down. What's the big leap with this visual memory part? What does that unlock?
Well, that's exactly it. That's the large visual memory model, or LVMM. See, unlike transcription, which just gets the audio into text, an LVMM looks at the visuals too. It sees what's on screen, who's there, objects, actions, even text shown in the video. And it combines that with the audio. So it builds this much richer understanding of the video's actual meaning, not just the words spoken. Sean Shen, the maker, put it nicely. He said you can basically query your videos just like you'd ask questions of a PDF in ChatGPT. Natural language. It's about getting the nuances, the visual, and the auditory stuff together.
Okay, that makes sense. But the real test is how people use it, right? And we're seeing some fascinating examples already. Like Paul Sobiecki, he asked if he could give the AI a few YouTube links, lectures, podcasts, that kind of thing, and have it pull information from all of them into one single, you know, cohesive output.
Right. And that's actually doable now, or almost. You have to download the videos first currently. Right. But they said direct YouTube linking is coming soon, which would make that workflow way smoother.
Oh, man, I can't tell you how many times I've wished for that. Sifting through hours of conference talks for one slide.
Yeah.
Like having a super focused research assistant.
Exactly. And then there's Nika's example, which kind of blew my mind a little. They were trying to find an old movie scene from childhood, couldn't quite remember it, so they described it to the AI, and the tool couldn't find an exact match, so it apparently came up with the idea of creating the movie based on the description.
Wait, seriously? It suggested making the movie.
Yeah, which is... Well, it tells you something profound, right?
Yep.
This isn't just a search tool. It's almost like an ideation partner. It went from trying to find something to suggesting its creation. That hints at a kind of, I don't know, nascent creative intelligence.
Wow. That's a leap from what is there to what could be there.
Yeah.
That makes you think. It wasn't just answering. It was almost participating creatively.
Precisely. It hints at this future where our tools don't just find information for us, but maybe they help spark new ideas too.
So bringing it back to you listening, what does this actually mean for you? I mean, whether you deal with video for work or you're trying to learn from online courses or even just sorting through personal videos, this kind of tool looks like a genuine shortcut. It's about getting properly informed from all that visual content minus the hours of painful searching.
Yeah, fundamentally, Memories.ai feels like a pretty big step in how we deal with video. It shifts things from just passively watching to actively, intelligently asking questions of the video, making huge video libraries actually useful and accessible.
So here's something to think about. Now that this kind of capability exists, how might you start thinking differently about your own video archive, personal or professional? How might you interact with them in the future? Something to mull over.